Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This is what Adam Beasley wrote at ProFootballNetwork.com. Hope is nearly gone. Soon it'll be time for change for the Miami Dolphins. Even a strong performance Sunday from Tua in his return from IR, he graded out as a B in Pro Football Network's proprietary QB Plus metric, wasn't enough for the Dolphins on Sunday. Their offense might have shown improvement, but now the defense is to blame after a second straight blown 10-point lead, this time in a 28-27 loss to a very mediocre Arizona team. So as a season with the highest of expectations reaches its tipping point, the Dolphins should consider the future. If they lose to Buffalo next Sunday, Dolphins owner Stephen Ross should triage the season and hold a fire sale ahead of the November 5th trade deadline. By the way, wouldn't that be an unbelievable election day? We're just concentrating on where Tyreek Hill is going and nothing more. This is Adam Beasley. No veteran should be off limits, except for perhaps Tua, who probably isn't tradable based on his contract and concussion history. But Teron Armstead, Tyreek Hill, Jalen Ramsey, Calais Campbell, and Raheem Mostert all should be among those made available by the Dolphins via trade. To be clear, we're not saying the Dolphins should give any of those very good players away. But this nucleus pretty clearly is not going to win a Super Bowl. Better for Ross to recognize and act on that now while their value is the highest. The Dolphins could get a number of premium picks for those star players who probably would jump at the opportunity to join a team in contention. That haul, combined with the tens of millions in freed up future cap space, would allow the Dolphins a chance to transition to a brighter future. And if Dolphins coach Mike McDaniel and general manager Chris Greer balk at the request, Ross should overrule them by any means necessary. McDaniel and his players, of course, aren't thinking in those terms right now. They still think they can turn things around and have a pretty good talking point for the team's 2021 season, if you think back to how that one started. There's always time, Tua said, of turning the season around. This was yesterday after the game. 17 games, that's a long time, a lot of games. So whether we're counted out or we're not, it doesn't matter. We're going to continue to play football. A lot of people in here know that 2021, we started out 1-7. So on and so forth. And Adam Beasley writes, that's a competitor speaking. Here's a realist speaking, and it's Adam Beasley. The Dolphins are one of the worst teams in football. They'd have a top 10 pick in April's draft if the season ended today. They should act accordingly. After losses in 5 of their last 6 games, the Dolphins at 2-5 were the AFC's 11th seed entering the 4 p.m. window yesterday. And while they're technically within 2 games of the number 7 seed, they're about to play the hardest game of their season to date. Next week is the annual road game against the Buffalo Bills, who have won 8 straight games versus the Dolphins at Highmark Stadium dating back to 2017. Some stuff from Mike McDaniel. Adam Beasley finishes it up by saying their season will effectively end Sunday with 2 months to go if they don't win. In that case, he writes, they should cut their losses, free up cap space, load up on picks, and not waste another season of their best aging players' careers.
Do you renovate or do you move? That's what it's about. And if they do move, and I say move on, like get rid of all this and this plan blew up, there's no way Chris Greer is here next year.
But how do you renovate? Like, you've got no room to renovate, really. You're not – I mean, you can't look at them and go, this is the piece they're missing. Mm-hmm. Something's wrong.
Yeah.
Something's wrong. But it's not, oh, like the last 4 games, oh, the quarterback. If we have the – and they did. They put up more points than they have all season yesterday. So that part is addressed. They still couldn't get the win.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a game that, you know, the way this season has gone, that's a game you have to win. Like he writes in that column, they're a very mediocre team, Arizona. They looked really good against the Dolphins. Like Kyler Murray looked – like sometimes he looks great, sometimes he doesn't. He looked great yesterday. But I don't know if there is a renovation possibility for them. I think it's either you believe that things have gone awry this year for whatever reason, but we can get it straightened out and we can win a Super Bowl or a playoff game or a conference championship with this team. Or, as Adam Beasley is suggesting, you absolutely cannot, and time to pull the plug.
If you're going to renovate, foundation has to be solid, right? A house. The foundation has to be good to renovate. If not, you knock it all down and you rebuild. And I know nobody wants to talk about rebuild right now because you were close. Touche playoff appearances, you were close.
There was no thought of rebuild, and that's obviously evidenced by the fact of the contracts that were given out during this offseason. This has not even entered the conversation.
But let's be honest about what this team is now. Cardinals, Jacksonville, and two quarters versus Buffalo, you looked bad to mediocre. Mediocre to bad, period. And it wasn't good enough to beat those teams. And the teams that you did lose to, five of the last six, Hawk, not one of them is elite other than Buffalo. Like, not one of them. The reality is the foundation that Chris Greer built, unfortunately, we have to face the facts, is not a team that can contend. And I think that's the worst spot to be in football, which is you've built a team that can't contend.
And the other side, the person that argues would say, rebuild the offensive line, get your line in order. You already have two great receivers. Tua stays healthy. You know what I'm saying? We've already seen great offenses. The cornerbacks being out, you know, with Kader Kohu and Cam Smith, can they develop? That's going to – honestly, that's Chris Greer's argument. Let me go out there. Teron Armstead's healthy the whole time. We had the offense that was top three in all categories. If you go 2-6, there's something not working there. And I don't know if I'm smart enough to figure it out, but Teron Armstead makes a lot of money. I was looking at their salaries a second ago. Like, there's a lot of old, highly paid guys. Teron Armstead.
Which is part of the roster construct problem, is that there's a lot of old. I mean,
Jalen Ramsey. Love Jalen to death. Jalen's the highest paid cornerback in the NFL.
You know how high I was on the Odell Beckham signing. He has zero receptions in how many games?
Three games.
Three games that he's played. How many games have they had since they signed him? I mean,
seven.
I mean, zero receptions.
Yeah.
That's a wasted signing.
Raheem Mostert. They just gave him another year on his deal. He's an older running back. They drafted the guy from, was it Wright from Tennessee last year? You need a stable of running back. Still got Jeff. You still got Achane. Like, there's some veterans that I believe they could. Really just gaining money. It's not making your team better. It's getting money now for the future.
And so some draft spots. And some draft choices.
And now we're back to rebuild. We're getting rid of proven players to get money and draft choices. That's a rebuild.
I don't disagree with what Crowder said, though. I think there is a case to be made. I mean, I feel the way that I feel, right? I don't feel like this team is, right now, built to go win anything good, even if Tua hadn't gotten hurt. But there is a case to be made, like, okay, you made a mistake with the backup quarterback situation of your Chris Greer. There's no doubt about that. That can be fixed next year. That can be. And the offensive line can be fixed next year. You trade some of these older players, and you go out and you commit resources to building up the most important part of your team. I believe, like, this team with Tua, Tyreek, McDaniel, Jalen Waddle, right, the core that we think of, you rebuild it, you fix some of the holes, like, they can go to a playoff game again. I'm just not built on them getting out of this situation where they're not a tough team and they're constantly hurt. And I don't trust Chris Greer to make those decisions. I just don't. As a Dolphins fan, lifelong Dolphins fan, I'm scarred with Chris Greer already. It's too many instances where
Devon
he's dropped the ball.
Has been a good pick.
Hey, we're not getting any pressure on the quarterback. I would say back to you as Chris Greer, Jalen Phillips and Bradley Chubb were my two decisions to come here to rush the quarterback, and they're both hurt now. So you can say back to him, well, the hell, they're both
hurt.
Well,
and you let Christian Wilkins go.
You let Robert Hunt go. Like, the trenches are – it's where we sacrifice. You can't pay two receivers $58 million a year combined and solidify the O-line and solidify the D-line and cap. It's just that you're allotting your money where you think the most important positions are. And with Tua and with that offense rolling last year, keep Waddle, keep Tyreek. we'll score 35 points even if they score 27. It's not looking that way right now.
No, and Tua's gotten hurt. Tyler Huntley's gotten hurt.
Yep.
Skylar Thompson's gotten hurt. Like, talking about the trenches, I mean, one guy goes down, okay. Three guys go down at the same position, it's a problem.
And when you compare people to Kansas City, I'm not saying everybody has Patrick Mahomes, but what did they do in the offseason? Signed a bunch of fat dudes. The Detroit Lions have one of the best lines in football, and they're drafting first-rounders. The Eagles went out there, and when Jason Kelce retired, they went out there and signed them a young guy to replace Kelce. Now they have Lane Johnson and all these Pro Bowl linemen. Is it a coincidence that all the top teams that win double-digit games every single year have a great O-line? It doesn't. It's not sexy, but it's true.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.